From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. An arraignment for Edward Two-Feather Steele, the man charged with causing the death of a one-year-old boy whose body was found last week near railroad tracks in northeast Ukiah, is postponed Wednesday for the second time this week. Scott Peterson, convicted of killing his wife Lacey and their unborn child in 2004, is due back in a Redwood City courtroom today as his attorneys argue for a new trial.
What the judge hears today could persuade her when deciding whether convicted killer Scott Peterson gets a whole new murder trial, a redo of 2004. This hearing was supposed to have taken place in June, but was delayed because Peterson was on loose quarantine after being exposed to COVID at San Quentin State Prison and his attorney had COVID. The hearing centers around whether juror misconduct should warrant a new trial. Peterson is no longer on death row. His sentence was overturned by California's Supreme Court because of juror issues.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. This Friday from 1 to 3 p.m., Food for People in partnership with Pay It Forward Humboldt and the Red Cross will host a free food distribution at the Trinity Valley School to support those impacted by the Six Rivers Lightning Complex wildfire. The time subject to change based on fire conditions. Food for People will continue to update if anything changes due to unsafe conditions. Check out foodforpeople.org for a list of regular food distribution sites throughout Humboldt County. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.